Hello, and welcome again to yet another episode of Psychics Online and the Psychic Hotline with me, Randy. Hello. Really lovely to be back here today. We've been having some really positive feedback from the show, which is very encouraging. So thank you, everyone who's called in, and there've been a few messages left on the online message service. So what we're going to do is, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to start to put some of those recordings on the show, and I will endeavour to respond to them, because we've just had an influx. We're not able to keep up to the demand these days, which is really quite exciting. So, yeah, listen out for it. Today, though, we'll be having three new callers. Very excited. Let's see who we've got calling in first of all. Who have I got there? Yeah, g'day, Randy. It's Jim here, mate. Hi, Jim. How are you? Yeah, not bad. Not bad, thanks, Randy. Randy, I've listened to the last couple of shows. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, no worries. Randy, feel a bit silly ringing in, actually, but I've got a funny sort of... Well, it's not a funny problem. I just... it's like my... Not my spidey senses. I watch a lot of Spider-Man, but it's like my instincts. What's the issue there, Jim? Just go right ahead and say it. Yeah, well, basically, my girlfriend, Mandy, I don't know, like the last couple of weeks, or probably more like, sort of like picked up over the last couple of weeks, but when I think back, it's probably been over the last year or so. She's got male friends, and I'm all right with that, you know. Who am I to tell her who she's allowed to be friends with? Exactly. That's a very open way of looking at life in general, I think. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, she's got these couple of, you know, close male friends. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's fine. But, you know, sometimes they want to hang out on their own. And I'm like, yeah, I friends want to just... be friends by themselves and that sometimes, and you know, I can get that, you know. I don't want to be a third wheel or anything like that. But like, it's sometimes she's like, I'm just gonna stay over at my mate, you know. It might be, you know, my mate Luke's house, or Sam's house. I'm just gonna stay over the night. I've had too much to drink, I'm just going to stay here. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I guess that's fine, right? But like, and I feel like I'm being like my, you know, too skeptical, Randy, and I need some sort of I just need to ease my mind, you know? Exactly. I mean, we all need respite from the constant ticking of our minds, Jim. But do go on. Lately, one of her mates, Sam, was over, and... they were in the spare room, and I could hear them, and that was fine. Like, they were laughing and that, and then it sort of went quiet. And then I thought he might have heard it, because she was screaming, like, not like screaming, but sort of like, ah, sort of thing. And I was like, you know, is everything all right in there? And she's like, just leave it. Just say it's okay. And I was like, okay. And like, I thought it maybe hurt her or something, but I was like, nah, she's all right. And then I was like, hang on a second here. Like, is something going on? Like, and I wanted to knock on the door, but I was like, no, I've got to respect their privacy. And I just, I don't know what to think, because, like, you know what I mean, Randy? Like, yeah, I hear what you're saying there, Jim. I don't want to jump to any conclusions. I tell you what we'll do. I'm going to connect to my spirit guides and see if any of your guardian angels are watching over you, to see if they've seen anything and if they have any advice for you, Jim. That'd be great. Thank you, Randy. Thank you. I'd really appreciate that. All right. Okay. Ooh. All right. Yes, I am getting a very strong connection. He's telling me he's your grandfather. Oh, granddad. Oh, yes. Okay, cool. Jeez, it's been a while, granddad. How? Jim, I'm going to do something here. He's coming in really strong. I'm going to open myself up as a vessel to your granddad, and I'm going to let him speak through me directly to you, if you don't mind. So if I'm just going to give myself over and let your granddad come through me, if that's okay. Wow, okay, yeah, sure, Randy. Jim, it's your granddad, Jim. Hi. Oh, g'day, granddad. What the fuck are you doing? You're letting this fucking woman walk all over you. Hey? No, she's Mandy. You met Mandy. Yeah, and she's fucking walking all over you, Jim. What the fuck? Letting her fucking boyfriends come over and fuck her in your house? Hey? No. No, they're her friends. Are you a fuckwit? Are you some kind of fuckwit? What have I told you? Honestly, I've got to have a fucking word to your parents, mate. Granddad, we're on telly, on the radio. I don't give a fuck. Honestly, this woman is taking the piss out of you, Jim. You need to stand up to her. You understand me? Sure, granddad. Have a bit of fucking backbone about you. All right. Yeah, all right. Thanks, granddad. Wow, that was an experience. It's me again, Jim. Yeah, hi, Randy. Oh wow, I'm sorry, I wasn't present for that. Was that how was that? He told me some stuff, that's for sure. Okay, was that helpful? Jim, did it shed some light on your current situation? Yeah, you could say that, Randy. Yeah. What I will say is, because I get a sense of these connections as they pass through me, but what happens for me, I guess I should explain, is that my body becomes very much a vessel for these other spirits to really come through me, and my mind, it's like my mind is elsewhere. So I don't hear what's being said, but I get a sense of it. So the sense that I got from your grandfather is that you really need to find your resolve in this situation, to step up and confront any issues that any of these issues that you've found that you might find that you want to address. I really think that you should address these issues, Jim. And look, I'd really like you to call back in at some point, Jim, or maybe even book in for a one-on-one session at some point, because there seems to be a lot there that we really do need to unpack. Randy. I've got a bit of business to sort out by the sound of it, but I'll definitely call back. I'll be in touch, Randy. So yeah. All right then. Thank you so much for your call, Jim. I really appreciate you having the courage to ring in like you have. Thank you, Randy. I really appreciate that. All right. Thank you so much. Now, that's our first caller. So, I think yes, we have another caller ready to on the line. So let's move straight on to our caller number two, shall we?
Randy, how are you, mate?
Who have I got?
It's Wazza, Randy. Remember Wazza? How you going?
Wazza, hi. How are you?
Really good, thanks, Randy. I had to call back in because, fuck me, mate. Honestly, I fucking thought, like, I was a bit like, you know, who the fuck is this Randy Blake? Like, is this a piss take or what, you know? Fuck, mate. Honestly, all of the fucking things that you told me the other day, like a couple of weeks ago, they fucking all came true. Like, every fucking one of them.
Well, that's really good. That's really good news, Wazza. I'm really, really happy for you.
Yeah, mate. Honestly, I can't fucking, like the tallest midget, you know. I fucking did exactly what you said. I fucking stuck him out in the pasture. Like, we've got a couple of acres out the back of the track there. And just let him fucking run around. And I let a couple of bitches in there, you know, let him have his way with them. And fucking hell, mate, 5 bitches pregnant. 5 fucking bitches pregnant. You know, that's a fucking, mate, off a winning fucking dog that is like gold.
Well, that's great news. That's really great news there, Wazza.
Yeah, no, but on top of that, all of those fucking races that you gave me, all of them, every fucking one of them, winners. Like, it's as if you're a fucking, like you've got an eye on the future or something. Like, honestly, I've never fucking heard anything like it. Now every bastard down the track's going, where do you get your fucking tips from? So, basically, I was wondering if, you know, you can, give me a couple more.
Wazza, and that's wonderful news, first of all, and I'm very happy for you, and flattering that you, call up with, such positive, feedback, for myself and, the show, and thank you for it. What I will say, though, is that, I'm not here to, you know, I'm here to help people, Wazza, and I think it's a mistake to look at me as some sort of a genie figure. While I connect with higher powers and spirit guides, and I use tarot cards as a way into the the spiritual realm, I think it's very important not to take advantage take advantage of those skills use them for purposes that they're not really designed for.
Well, what's the fucking point of having them? Like, honestly, like, if you got that sort of insight, you know, why the fuck wouldn't you use it? I want you to, like, honestly, fuck, Randy, I'll pay you, mate. I don't give a fuck, mate. I'll fucking, you know, like, after the call, we'll sort something out. You know what I mean? Like, it's all right.
And thank you for that concern there, Wazza, but I don't quite work like that. For me, this is a higher vocation, and whilst money is important, that is not my driving factor in helping people. So,
but you know, like, you know, if I just happen to, you know, trade you a couple of bucks, you know, whatever. Hey, Randy, here's some money in a brown paper bag sort of thing. By the way, you know, you got a couple of tips for me. And, you know, I wouldn't be like a thing or anything.
Look, Randy, thank you again. But, look, if there is anything I can help you with in your personal life...
Yeah, well, this is going to help my personal life. That's what I'm saying, you know? So, yeah. Oh, no, my fucking missus, like, she fucking spends it like it's going out of fashion. So if you, you know, really would help, you know, Randy. So, yeah.
Well, one thing I will say, Wazza, is that, you know, money doesn't buy you happiness.
Yeah, tell that to my fucking wife.
Well, maybe she needs some guidance.
Like, honestly, Randy, can you just, like, I don't know, just give me the fucking lotto numbers, you know, the Powerball or something like that, because, like, I just, you know, we're doing it tough, you know. We got a lot of dogs, we got five bitches on heat. They eat a lot of food, Randy. You'd be surprised, mate. So, you know, we got the rates, bills, you know, the dogs aren't winning every week. Yeah, okay, we had a good week that other week, you know. So, but, you know, it's fucking tough out there, mate. She's a dog-eat-dog world. So, you know, I've got a pen ready. For, you know, if you just happen to come up with some numbers, so, yeah.
Look, Wazza, I tell you what, I'll give you some numbers. I'm not going to say what they're for. You can apply them any which way you'd like to. But I just take heed as to what I've said earlier. And, you know, just think carefully about everything that I've said to you about not taking advantage of these types of situations.
Yeah, no worries, Randy. Whatever you say, mate. Yeah, so, yeah, wait. So, you know, I've got a pen, so, yeah, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, all right. So the first number... Ooh. Okay, so I'm seeing a 17.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a 6.
Gotcha.
I'm seeing a 13.
Lucky 13, yeah.
I'm seeing a 52.
52.
Number 4.
Gotcha.
29.
It's my fucking birthday, yeah, that's a good one.
And a number 5. And that's all of them.
Yeah, Randy, that is fucking wonderful. Thank you so much, mate. Yeah, so, mate, honestly, I don't know where you are. I'm happy to stay on the line and fucking, you know, get your details or whatever, you know. hush, hush, under the covers, whatever you want, whatever you say, Randy, it can be like a donation, you know?
All right, that's not necessary, was it? But, look, thank you so much for your call, and we really do have to move on to our next guest.
Thanks, Randy, thanks, mate.
All right. Okay, so that was our second caller. Let's move straight on, shall we, to our third caller. Hi, Randy. Hi, it's Fran here. Randy, how are you, my darling? Fran. Hi, Fran. Yes, Randy, it's Fran. So lovely to speak to you on the phone like this. This is really exciting. I couldn't let everybody else have all of the fun, you know. So it's so lovely to be here with you today. It's funny for me. I'm so used to seeing you in person, you know. Yeah, well, yes. For those of you listening on, Fran is one of my regular clients. She comes in to my studio most of the time. Every week. It has actually been quite consistent lately. It's really lovely to have you here, Fran. What can I help you for with today?
Well, really, I just wanted to ring in, you know, and I've got some news, so I wanted to share that with you.
All right. Well, you do sound like you're really really glowing. Your energy's glowing. I'm getting a really strong sense of you.
Well, that's because I've just had an orgasm, Randy. I've met a new man.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really wonderful.
It's a younger man. He's only 56, and I can't tell you, Randy, how good it is to have a man in your life again.
Well, that is wonderful. Really, really wonderful news that you found someone.
Well, it's just a lover, really. You know, it's not like, you know, we're going to get married or anything like that, but he certainly does fill the void, if you know what I mean, Randy.
Well, that's wonderful, Fran. Fran, you know, and we have spoken about this before, and for those of you who don't know Fran, Fran has an extremely high sex drive, and one thing...
You could say that again.
And one thing I will say to you, Fran, is that we have to be careful of looking for constant physical validation from the opposite sex or whoever we find that our sexual partners, whatever form they may take, for each of us it's different, I understand that. There really is more than just the physical validation.
Well, it's the only thing keeping me alive at the moment, I can tell you that, Randy. What's life about? You know, I've put a real spring in my step.
And look, I don't want to lessen that for you, Fran, but I just like to point out the spiritual connection that is really very necessary if we're to continue on with these types of relationships. Because what we find is that without the spiritual connection, these things just fizzle out.
Well, there's no fizzling at this stage. He's keeping it right up to me, Randy. I tell you what, if you're a couple of years older, I'd be looking for you, too. I can tell you that right now, you...
All right, Fran, thank you. No, Randy, seriously, you are something, aren't you? Are quite the dish. All right, Fran. Well, look, I think we should keep this to a session for next week sometime or whenever you next call in. You bet I'll be calling in, Randy. Oh, all right, all right. Thank you so much for your call, Fran, and thank you, everyone, for calling in today. It's been quite the colourful experience, but very happy to facilitate where I can and to help anyone who is in need. So, thank you, everyone, again. Thank you, those of you, for listening. I'm Randy, and you've been listening to Psychics Online and the Psychic Hotline with me, Randy. Thank you, and goodbye.